We often hear politicians use buzzwords, things like media elite, fake news. Some seem straightforward enough, others not so much. After the recent election cycle, we got this question from a Michigan radio listener.
My name is Ellen Rustin, and I was raised in the Ann Arbor-Chelsea region, and I'm a former business owner. Well, I heard the interview with Senator Shirky, and he was talking about making Michigan more business friendly, and it started me questioning, what does that mean exactly? How do you make Michigan more business friendly? I just would love to know what that means.
So stateside, heard that question. We are looking for answers, reaching out to business owners, business leaders around the state to get their views. And we've lined up a series of conversations drilling down on what business friendly really means in Michigan. But let's begin by trying to figure out just where this phrase came from. And for that, we turn to Ann Curzan, Michigan Radio's linguistics expert and a U of M professor of English linguistics and education. You're smiling as you heard that question about business friendly. And it's really something politicians across the country love to say. When did this buzzword become a thing?
I love the question because my immediate answer is it depends who you ask. And I'm so glad that you're going to be talking to a range of people about what does it mean to make Michigan business friendly, quote unquote, because what that's going to mean is going to vary a lot, I think. Your question, when did it become a buzzword? It looks like the 1990s, but that's not the first time we had a sighting of it. And I was surprised how early the Oxford English Dictionary has a sighting of business friendly in 1948.
Right after World War II. Wow.
And it's
older than me.
It's in the Boston Daily Globe. And the quote is, it's a headline, Dewey to pledge labor business friendly term.
There we go.
But when you look at usage in Google Books and Grand Viewer, where you can look check millions of books, it looks like it's the 1990s when this term takes off and suddenly we're all talking about things being business friendly or people, specifically politicians, being business friendly. When I've looked at this, there is a lot of debate out there about what this term means, and it gets pretty political pretty fast. You won't be surprised to know. And in part, what the word or the compound means, business friendly, depends on, are we talking about a city or a state? Are we talking about a politician? Are we talking about a policy? All of those are going to inflect the word a little bit differently. And then if we start with just the neutral definition, business friendly means favorable to business interests or business concerns.
Okay.
Right.
Pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Where it gets tricky is what is favorable to business interests and business concerns.
That is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, that's exactly right. Some of the cynical folks will say, if we're talking about a politician or a legislator, if you say they're business friendly, what that really means is they will follow corporate lobbyists.
Okay.
They'll say how business friendly a politician is how often they'll say yes to requests from lobbyists.
Okay.
Right? So that's a kind of cynical view of that. For other people, it's about tax rates. So what kinds of tax rates, and do politicians or cities or states have tax rates that would be favorable to businesses? But other people flip it and say business friendly is about, is there an educated workforce? Do you have a good transportation system? How are the regulations? And there again, you see a debate of, is lack of regulation business friendly, or is good stringent regulation actually business friendly in terms of what makes it possible and profitable to do business?
So
somewhere,
you can take that this compound, business friendly, hold it up and look at it every which way. And each time you look at it and from every angle, you get a different take, which strikes me then to ask, how does a term like that serve a politician? What kind of tool is an amorphous phrase like this for a politician?
Well, it can be a great tool because if you say, I'm going to support business-friendly policies, well, I now have a lot of wiggle room in here to have people interpret that. However, now I'm a little more troublesome and says, well, what would those policies be? And I have to nail that down. But if what I want to suggest is I'm going to be trying to help Michigan or the country or the city be a place where businesses want to come and where businesses can thrive, people can interpret that in lots of positive ways and say, oh, that's someone who's invested in educating the workforce. That's someone who wants to make sure that there's support for entrepreneurship here. Or someone could say that means that person is going to cut tax rates for businesses, and I agree with that or don't agree with that. Or that is someone who is going to be in lobbyist pockets.
Boy, that it suits that the soundbite when you've got the TV cameras and the microphones and everybody's like, and you've got to do that because it sounds like whatever the listener is hearing, they'll project their sense of that on there, for better or for worse, I guess.
Well, and in general, I think if you're thinking about it, the city or state or even the national level, to say business friendly in the best sense is, sure, do we want people, businesses to invest in the city or in the state? That seems like it would be good for the economy, potentially good for all kinds of things. So, yes, and then exactly how is that going to happen? That's where it gets complicated.
Now, business friendly, this hyphen, has cousins, doesn't it?
I loved thinking about that. As I started thinking about business friendly, I thought, what other nouns can you put in that slot, that initial slot? So I went and looked, and there is one that stands out as the most popular, X-friendly. Do you have a gut intuition of what it is?
User-friendly?
Yes.
Is it?
Oh. It's absolutely user-friendly, which comes out of computing. That starts in the 1970s, and it takes off in the late 1970s, and then people are talking about technologies that are user-friendly. And then starting in the early 1990s, we start to see other X-friendly terms take off. Family-friendly.
Right.
Eco-friendly. Kid or child-friendly. Earth-friendly. Business-friendly. Consumer-friendly. Pet-friendly.
And you know what? You completely get what each one means. When you say that you have a child-friendly home, you completely get a sense that breakables are put away, and for little ones, there's locks and safety things.
Exactly, yeah. And this is family friendly, so this is a place bring your kids.
Yep.
Now, it also made me think about this very funny moment. I vote on the word of the year every year, and in 2004, in the category most unnecessary word of the year, we had carb friendly. And this was a buzzword, you may or may not remember, for foods that were low in carbohydrates. And the argument people made was this is unnecessary because how in the world is this carb-friendly unless it's carb-friendly because what, you aren't eating the carbs and so you're saving their lives because you're not eating them?
I love that.
And it won the category.
It won. Most unnecessary word of the year.
For 2004.
Well, a fascinating look, and I want to thank you for walking us through kind of the linguistic angle of what business-friendly really means. It's always great to talk language with Michigan Radio's linguistics expert, Ann Curzan. Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
And next Monday, a conversation about what business-friendly means for small business versus what it means for big corporations.